Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Praise you, Father, for this time, this place, this opportunity to hear from you. And we give you the glory. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. We're talking about holiness. The Hebrew word is kadosh, which means it's set apart lifestyle. What is holiness? It's a set apart lifestyle, but it's your quality of life. It's the way that you live this believer's life. And this is an awesome opportunity for us to live this life. See, some of us have lived the other life, and we've had an opportunity to live this life. And the consensus is that this is a better life than the one we had before. Hallelujah. There's a lot of pain, a lot of destruction, a lot of heartache, a lot of sickness. But praise Yahweh, through Yeshua, he's given us a brand new life, a brand new start, a brand new way. And that's the beauty of the lifestyle, because it's a new way of living. Amen. So 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the first verse says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Let's go there. Perfecting holiness. Perfecting the set apart lifestyle. Practicing the set apart lifestyle. Living the set apart lifestyle. Not in being scared of Yahweh, but in reverencing Yahweh. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse. And it says, and that you put on the new man, which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and truth. See, folks got a form, some folks got a form of holiness. That's why he had to clarify. It's not just what you think is holy. It's what he has told you in the word. And that's why he uses true holiness. Say true holiness. Because guess what? There's fake holiness. And a lot of the fakeness comes by people saying it, but they're not operating in it. And as believers, we're commanded to operate. If we're supposed to love, we should be loving. If we're supposed to forgive, we should be forgiving. But we can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. If you talk about that we should forgive each other, then you should be what? Forgiving. That's why it's a lifestyle. We got to live it. You can't just be popping off about doing it. You got to do it yourself. Tell me, never, you got to do it. You got to show it. But it says that you put on. So evidently, my effort is required. It's just not automatic. I got to actually get it, pick it up, take it off the hanger, and put it on. Tell yourself, I got to put it on. And sometimes we put it on and we take it right off. But we got to keep on what? Put it on. We got to keep on. And it's a which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Go to 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to the 13th verse. See, what we are doing is we're finding out what the New Testament is saying about what we should be doing in regards to holiness. 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, the 13th verse. You got it? To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before Yahweh, even our Father, at the coming of our Yahushua Mashiach, with all his saints. That he may establish your hearts unblameable in what? Holiness. That means that we've got to put on this lifestyle. We've got to live this lifestyle. And we have to, it's going to be on record that we actually operated in what he told us to what? Operate in. That we will not be blamed that we didn't operate in true holiness. And let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Don't do a lot of flipping. It's the next chapter over. Fourth chapter, 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. You got it? See, I got it. For Yahweh hath not called us unto uncleanness. You got it? 1 Thessalonians 4:7. For Yahweh. Do you have that? Okay, so the board is just done. Okay. So it's not me. I got it right. You got it right, right? Was y'all looking at the board? Board wasn't right. That's why you got to know the word for yourself. You got to go there, tell your neighbor, we got to find it for ourselves. So 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, the seventh verse. You got it? Says, for Yahweh hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto saints. You just thought that you got saved because you wanted to. Part of that is true. You accepted him into your life, but he called you. He gave you a brand new life. For you to just think that you want to do whatever you want to do with it. He gave you that brand new life and called you to something. Come on, y'all. He's called you to, when you say you're called not unto uncleanness, but you're called to holiness, people need to see that this works. People need to see that this life that we talk about actually works. And how will they see that it's working? They'll see it manifested in you because he called you. And when he calls, you need to answer. And how do I answer the call? By living a holy, set apart life. He wants to be able to simply tell his people from the devil's people. Because sometimes his people is masquerading. But he wants it to be true. We have to actually walk this. And do you know that not only are you called to live holiness, but as you live that life, you got to start sharing with people. I had a conversation going on the other day. Sales, you always know about sales, all right? Everything is created on a cellular level, right? Did you know that you shed millions or if not billions of cells every day. So as you walk in, your skin is just dropping off on this carpet and stuff. That's why we got to clean it. But what happens is those cells, before they die, before they go on, they have to pass on the information to the other cells that are coming up so that those cells will get that same information and know exactly what they need to do. And then before they go off, they have to pass it and so on and so on. Isn't creation wonderful? So you, as a living believer of Yahweh, you've been called to pass on as much information about the truth of Yahweh and how he's worked in your life as you can, reach as many people as you testify as much as you can. Because our life is like a vapor. That's what the word of Yahweh says. Why do you think you live in this life? You think you live in this life to kick up your heels? You live in this life because he has a purpose for you. Even if your purpose is just to share what he did for you. And if I would open up testimony service, which I'm not, but if I was, and I said, is there somebody here who wants to testify of the goodness of Yahweh? Everybody should be up out of their seats. Everybody should be able to give a praise to what Yahweh has done in their life. You got something. But we've all been called to that. So knowing that we're called to that, we found out in our previous sessions that we're not under the law anymore, but we're under grace. What does that mean? That means Yeshua delivered us from the law of sin and death. We just acknowledged it here today at the communion. But out of that, he expects us to live holy. And he gave us everything we needed to be able to live holy. There was something called the law, and it was 613 different laws that we were supposed to do. We went into Leviticus and found out what they were. Some of them were moral. Some of them were ceremonial. And some of them were dietary. And done for good reason. But now that we're living by grace, because we were living by the law. And anytime you would break any of those laws, it meant sudden death. So if you fall, somebody is ready to get a rock and stone you to death. But praise Yahweh, we're not stoning folks no more. We're not throwing rocks. Now, there are some of us who would like to throw rocks, but it's about love. Now, do we sin because love and grace abound? The word of Yahweh says, God forbid. And we read in the New Testament, we just read, that he still wants us to be holy. But what about the rest of them? Let's go to Colossians. And we're going to sum that part up. Colossians, the second chapter. We weren't supposed to do this and that. Remember? We weren't supposed to eat pork. We weren't supposed to eat rabbit. Somebody said, I didn't want to eat rabbit. No way. Okay. We're supposed to eat crabs and shrimp, lobster, all the bottom feeders, right? And it was a lot to handle, a lot to take track of, or take inventory of. But Yeshua said, listen, I'm going to take all of that on me. He was our sacrificial lamb. So Colossians, the second chapter, 11th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. Let's go to, it says, in whom, right? Now, it said, even circumcision, right? That was necessary for us. But check this out, after Yeshua came, he said, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach. So, through Mashiach, through Yeshua, you don't have to be circumcised in the flesh anymore. Just shed those sins that you used to be under. Shed that lifestyle that you used to be under. And he's simply just saying, live the life that through my death and resurrection, I have provided for you. And that life is a new life of victory. That life is a new life of power. That life is a new life of everything that he has promised. 12, bury with him. So the old stuff that you used to do went down in that water. Bury with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Yahweh, who hath raised him from. So just like he was raised up, when you go down in the waters of baptism, all that old person, that old Tom, that old whatever, Susie, whatever, is dead and down there. And when you rise up out of that water, you rise up in brand new life, completely transformed, just like Yeshua when he was resurrected. And it says this, 13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he, what does that mean? He made you alive, y'all. When that dead stuff went down, hey, that new life rose up. And we were destined for death. But together, we were quickened together with him, having forgiven some of your trespasses. He forgave you of what? All of them. And this is the thing. When Yahweh forgives you of all your trespasses, he casts them as far as the east is from the west, and he says he remembers them no more. So if he doesn't remember them anymore, if it were to be thrown back up in your face, it's not Yahweh. It's the enemy. Because how many times you've lived, now I'm not talking about new sins. I'm talking about he delivered you from all that stuff you used to do. And sometimes we still carry the guilt with us. But Yahweh said, you're free through Yeshua. I freed you from that. I'm not remembering that mess no more. And when you have been truly forgiven, but see, that's the thing about man. See, man won't let you forget. They always throw stuff up in your face. But, oh, I'm thanking you, Yahweh, that you're not like that. When you forgive me, you cast them as far as the east is from the west. You remember them no more. And it says you've forgiven not just some of my stuff, but you've forgiven all. Who wants all their stuff forgiven? I want all of it. All, take it all. Take it all. But get this, 14th. Get this. Blotting out the handwriting. What were all that, all those ordinances, all that ceremonial stuff, all that dietary stuff. He says he's what? Blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So us having to go to church on the Sabbath, nailed to the cross. Us having to watch all this stuff, nailed to the cross. All of our sin and condemnation, nailed to the cross. The law of sin and death, nailed to the cross. And now we have a brand new life in Yeshua. We have a brand new, transformed life. So it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which is contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. 15, and having what? Spoiled principalities and powers. What did he do? He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. 16. So let no man therefore judge you in meat and in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. So don't let nobody judge you on that stuff. Why? Because he's already taking care of all that, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Mashiach. So all of the arguments about, well, because people will tell you, something's wrong with y'all. Why? Because you have church on Sunday. Because they're telling us that we're supposed to have church on Saturday. Do you all know the church that says it needs to be that? Take them to Colossians, which says, let no man judge you on meat or drink or respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of Saturday. Because Yeshua, he is the Sabbath. Yeshua did it all. He paid it all. He did it all. So all we got to do is go through him. That was the whole point of it, right? So don't let nobody trip with you on this. He says it all right here. We were delivered from the law of sin and death. So let's go to 2 Timothy. He paid it all. Thank Yahweh, he paid it all. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. So we should grab hold to holiness. Grab hold to it. Live it. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. So this is the problem of what's happening today. If the enemy can separate you from holiness, he can separate you from living this lifestyle, he can separate you from doing the word, then that's what he's doing his job. Your job is to stay on track with Yahweh, because there's some stuff happening right now. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, first verse. This also, no, this is the, that in the last days, perilous times shall what? For men will be lovers of their own selves. How many of us have seen that? I talked about it last week. You just got people who just what? It's all about me. It's all about what I got. It's all about what I want to do, right? You got to be careful. You don't. Some believers can find themselves in this stuff. But I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, I praise Yahweh that he's given us these signs. We know that he's soon to come when we see this stuff, what, taking place. Covetous, meaning they'll be lovers of money. Saints, be careful. It's easy to start loving money. I tell you how you know. Let somebody borrow it from you. And when they borrow it from you and you have problems getting it back, check your attitude. Because, you know, sometimes when I loan people money, I just have the idea that it's better. Because the Bible says we should lend and not borrow anyway. Just get up here. And this is what somebody told me. Somebody asked them maybe for like $500-something. And they were like, I'm not going to give them $500. But what I'll do, I borrow. They would say, hey, can I borrow $500? Don't ask me, can you borrow $500? She asking me right now, can she borrow $500? No. No, but I'm going to say what he said. He said, I'll give you that you don't have to. She said, okay, I'll give you $5 or I'll give you $50. You don't have to pay it back. So would you rather me give you $500 that you got to pay back and I'm going to put the interest on it? Or would you just rather take the $50 that you don't have to pay back? He said, I'll take the $50. Because he probably wasn't going to be able to what? Pay it back. So you guys got to, but see, you got to watch your attitude. You got to be prayerful when, see, don't get mad when you do it, because probably before you did it, you should have consulted Yahweh. And he would have said, don't. And sometimes, you know, the Spirit tell you, don't do that. But they so, oh, hey, you know, I just want to help them. Well, have you shared the gospel with them? First of all, you want to help them. Help them with something that's really going to help them. Help them help themselves by the truth, right? So, but your attitude, you know how you get when somebody don't pay you back? Think about it. Some of y'all, somebody owe you money right today. And you mad, right? You like, oh, when I see them, I'm going, it's on. You texting them, you harassing them. Why? Because you could be loving money. See, if you were really in the love of Yahweh, you'd be like, well, Yahweh, I gave it unto you. So, hey, if I get it back, praise Yahweh. If I don't, you got me. That's the confession of a believer. Somebody needs to hear that today. Amen. Because somebody is pushing on somebody about some money. They're going to be boasters. I did this. Look at me. I did this. They're going to be proud. In this day and age, you got so many proud folks. You can't tell them nothing. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. We talked about that. Unthankful. We talked about that last week. Check this out. Unholy. What does that mean? Unholy. It means that we're not living. You're going to say people were living. You got Christians out there, believers out there, who think that they're living the life just because they show up on Sunday. But it is not about just showing up on Sunday. It's about you living the life Sunday through Saturday. You actually being an example of what Yeshua, the lifestyle that he asked us to live. But he's called us to be not to uncleanness, but to what? Holiness. Third, you're going to meet folks that are without natural affection. What does that mean? They're unloving. I have never seen a day and age like this where people are so unloving. Even in the house of Yahweh, even in the church, so much condemnation, so much hatred. We should be what? Look around this room. I don't know about y'all, but I can't do this by myself. I need my brothers and sisters. I need to be connected to the body. So therefore, when I look at you, I love you. I need you. I need to be connected to you. Because we are, when you get right down to the nitty gritty, that's the world out there. It's us in here, and it's us against the world. So we gotta stop this syndrome. But the bottom line is this. As believers, I'm expecting to see your love. I need to see it. Not that you know, because people will go up to you all the time, oh, I love you. But then they mad at you next week. I just want, can we experience a love that we're constantly in love? We're constantly loving each other, we're constantly supporting each other, we're constantly want to see people from the outside loved on so we can get them in here so they can experience the same victory that we're experiencing. But in the last days, unloving, truce breakers, that means unforgiving. When you a truce breaker, that means you won't forgive nobody enough. Are we seeing this in the church? Yes, we are. Unforgiving. I have never seen a time that I've seen so much unforgiveness. So many truth breakers in the house. False accusers. What are false accusers? Slanderers. Incontinent. That means without self-control. You're going to see this. You're going to see these attributes in people. Fierce. What does fierce mean? Brutal. You ready to go to fisticuffs at the drop of a hat. Brutal. You ready to beat down somebody. Are people ready to beat down folks in the church? Yeah, under the right circumstances. Brutal.
Oh, Father.
Despisers of those. Wow. You got some saints in the church that really want to do this. And sometimes you got people are despising the good. What does this mean? Despisers of those that are good. What do we call them nowadays? Haters. He knew that there were going to be haters way back then. Yes. But that's why we got to keep examining ourselves, saints, because we can find ourselves in these things. But because grace abounds, we can say, you know what? I almost caught myself hating. Because sometimes when people testify, sometimes you can get a hateration. Right? Why do people hate? Well, because I ain't got mine yet. But you know what? You can be delivered right in that seat. Because the flesh automatically wants you to be a hater. Say, don't hate flesh. Don't fail. We got love. But you got to check yourself. Because you can go from a saint to a hater in 2 seconds. And some of us have. But what's happening? This is a spirit that's existing in the last days. Traitors. Heady. You headstrong. High-minded. You're proud. You're lovers of pleasure more than lovers. How many of us have seen that? I've seen it. The fifth one. Fifth verse. Having a form of godliness. How many people do you know that have a form of God? Just because I go to church don't make me godly. And then there are churches out there that want to tell everybody that everything you do is fine. There is nothing but love. Everybody come and join the one. Let me say this differently. come join the oneness of the, and they'll start talking some new age stuff. You know who does that real good? Oprah. We're taping this. Hey, I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm stepping on somebody's toes. I just got to say this. If you want a church that is just telling you what you want to hear, telling you that no matter what you do, it's okay, telling you that you don't have to embrace holiness because he's so loving, that no matter what you do, you're all right, saying you don't have to be baptized, saying that you don't need the Holy Ghost, saying all you got to do is just believe, saying all you got to do is just receive whatever God has for you. You don't have to go through all of these things that they're showing you in the Bible. When you hear all that, you better run the other way. Because Yahweh is looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's looking for a holy church. He's looking for the true worshiper. He is seeking. How many people are that true worshiper? That's who he's looking for. He's looking for the true worshiper that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. But guess what this says? The last part, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. What I'm seeing in these last days is a lot of fluff and puff and glamour and lights and mirrors and smoke. But there ain't no Holy Ghost or no holiness in it. And I'm telling you right now, you cannot do holiness unless you got the Holy Ghost. And hey, check this out. And with your Holy Ghost, I need to see the evidence. Because it said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They will speak in other tongues. People are scared of that. But right now I'm telling you, that is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And if you are not operating in the evidence, he needs to see the evidence in your life. You can't do holiness without the Holy Ghost. And I praise Yahweh for the Holy Ghost. I praise Yahweh that it is manifested in the speaking of tongues, in the operations of the gifts of the Spirit. And where the Holy Ghost is, there is power. See, we don't want to be that church that has a form of godliness but denies the power thereof. He's looking for a church that got power, that got dunamis, that got dynamite power. But it's going to take the saints in the church to operate in the Holy Ghost. Every single last one of you all. The Bible says in unity, he commands the blessings, even life forevermore. He's looking for us to, if we could just come together in the Holy Ghost, if we could just come together in the Spirit, if we could just come together and bring all of that power that we have together, he would command the blessings, even life forevermore. I charge you, be that saint that is operating in the Holy Ghost. You allow the Holy Ghost to talk to you. You allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. You allow the Holy Spirit to direct every one of your paths. You consider the Holy Ghost when you go about your day. You say, Father, where should I go? Should I go to the left? Should I go to the right? Should I say this? Should I say that? And let that power be manifested in your life. And please, let that power be manifested in this church. If we can get everybody in the Holy Ghost, everybody in the power, do you know that this roof, we can raise the roof. We could change some stuff. Can we all thank Yahweh for the power of the Holy Ghost? And can we just move in, even right now, can we give a shout out to the power of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost. Power. Power. Hallelujah! Power! Hallelujah! 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 Power! True holiness. Father Yahweh, we thank you for true holiness. We thank you for the opportunity to operate in your Spirit, Father Yahweh. We understand that perilous times will come and we see the signs. Father Yahweh, our desire is that we not operate in that. Our desire is that we operate in your power, in your Spirit.